You see, you ugly ass motherfucking gorilla looking smelly bitch. Motherfucker, you got me fucked up. Yo, dirty looking ass.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the smoking section and grind time rap gang. You are checking out nappyafro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Yo, Shorty, aka Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit, though. God bless. Congratulations, Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 365. It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka Tom Shady, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka I am the Frocast, aka the Black Jesse Ventura, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, and the last, aka the Black Bob Backlund in the building. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the problematic, yet always well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and the a.k.a. My Most Favorite One of Them All, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on the Frocast on any podcast reader. We on like 20 of them. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. We could dial 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You can also become a patron of the site by joining our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar and support the team, support the dream. You get back behind the scenes exclusive Nappy Afro content on the Patreon, so go check that out. You know, find a level that's comfortable for your pockets, and you know, help the team out. And don't forget, the easiest thing you could do is retweet, reblog, share all the Nappy Afro posts, especially the Frocast. We're trying to get the word out there because we just finally crossed 10,000 likes on Facebook.
All right.
10,000 likes. Hey, bro. Thank y'all. Thank all 10,000 of y'all for liking the Facebook profile. I mean, you know, we've been, you know, just trying to build it up over there, you know, get us some reach. So, you know, hopefully it can start translating. And, like, if we got 10,000 likes, we can sell 1,000 shirts.
Should be able to.
Yes, that's nothing. If you got 10,000 people to fuck with you, 1,000 of y'all can buy a fucking shirt.
Yeah, that's just 10%.
Let's have a 1,000 shirt challenge.
Yeah, come on, people.
The 1,000 shirt challenge is on Nappy Afro right now. So, yeah. So, anyway, like, buy a shirt. It's a whole lot of ways you can support the team. But, you know, find something that's comfortable for you. And help support Nappy Afro, man. I mean, I hear y'all telling us that y'all like the show and everything like that. But tell a friend.
Yeah, get the word out.
Yes. You know, we ain't trying to retire or nothing, but, you know, we just want to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we just as good as some of the other shows out there, if not better. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they heard you.
I'm just being real. Like, you know what I'm saying? We giving it up over here, man. Every week. Consistent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Oh, it was a week already. Coming back off of a trip. Last time I talked to y'all, I was getting prepared to go on this conference. Got to the conference. Was supposed to be around some people who I thought would be, you know, progressive mind, you know, forward thinking type people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm never feeling no type of way by being a minority. I'm black, so you know, yeah.
In your ain't field, no big deal. You always a minority in your field.
Yes.
Being so, black and a woman.
And yeah, so it's just to me, you know, you enter a room, it's no big deal. But when somebody makes a point to say something about, oh, this group got up and left, but did you preface that with the fact that
why did they get up and leave?
The topic that was being discussed was a continuing education. So you got somebody getting credit to keep their job, to keep their license renewed, behind you listening to somebody who's a historian talk about pharmacy on the plantation.
Mm.
So if we talking about pharmacy on the plantation, in essence, what you're talking about is experimentation on slaves with medicine. Mm. So if you had a slide to discuss a portion of what happens on the slave, on a plantation, I could have probably stomached that. But when you have 51 slides that you have put together, and at least 20 of these said slides are covering the makeup of the plantation, the things that they call the master, and the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How the thing was, that still ain't gave me no content about pharmacy.
Like you're reinforcing the yeah. way it was.
And then you joked about the fact that, you know, it was like, you know, the reason why we had to give them health care was because they were property. They were like, you know, the same thing as buying a horse. You want to take care of your horse. And okay, so now we've gone a little bit too far. Because now
you're talking about people here.
Yeah. But you're conferring them to other livestock.
Yes.
So in my mind, because
they were property, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so however you want to look at it, I couldn't take but so much. So yeah. I was just
not
like.
Not 2019.
Nigga, yeah,
not,
that's nigga, what I'm saying. Like, we are not our grandparents.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just sit there and listen. Be quiet.
Yeah, just be quiet. The man will be finished soon. Eat
the,
your
when the white man talking, you be quiet. When the white
eat
man talking,
you
they
gave
quiet.
You some food. Eat the food mm-hmm. and go home. No. We going to let y'all have this food. We gonna get up and we gonna take our ass somewhere else.
So was it a collective decision or it was like you made the decision?
Well, we all looked at each other.
And it was kind of like the first time.
And we all was like, okay, he gonna stop at some point, right?
Mm-mm.
10 yep. minutes in. Okay, he making the white people uncomfortable.
Wow.
Because some of the white people looking at me like,
is this okay?
Like, is it? I mean, because the girl gonna tell me the next day, oh, I didn't know whether it was my white guilt or was he really out of line?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. So I said, but I knew I couldn't take no more because yeah. the next thing I was going to do is take the microphone out of his hand. So I say the best thing for me to do is exit.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't have to have no problem. Y'all who enjoying him can listen. And those of us who are disgusted can leave. Mm. It ain't no need for me to sit up in here. So somebody, you know, people, the world is small. So somebody knows somebody. Y'all calling people talking about, oh, they got up and left. But you never said why we got up and left.
Yeah. Oh,
then
oh.
I got to clarify for somebody what the topic was and show you the motherfucking slides.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so now you see.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's why we left.
I would have left too.
So you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, don't do that. But I'm just like, if anybody thinks that in 2019 it's okay to be derogatory to any group, and especially when the niggas in the room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what y'all do at the country clubs and all these other places.
There's another way they could have phrased that. That's the pharmacy during them times. They could have did a different, even though it was fucked up, they could have been like, well, you know, we had this program. Well, not a program, but we did this, we did
oh,
that.
Oh, he referred to them as employees.
Yeah, see, no. Employees get paid.
Employees get a motherfucking interview.
Employees can leave, go home.
And what could a slave do? The slave wake up there, go to sleep there. they having master babies and all kind of carrying on. Because my thing was, even if he said some of the stuff he said, if he had started out with, I would like to take a moment of silence for all of the lives lost during this time. Because this was experimentation. Mm-hmm. These people, because of the sacrifice that was made, they didn't volunteer for this,
mm-hmm.
but they sacrificed their lives. And because of this, we have certain advances in the field of medicine.
Yeah,
because you basically did a case study on some people who didn't sign up for this shit.
And they've been doing it for years.
And they have, with various minority populations.
Yes.
So my thing is, if you gave any respect to the fact that these people were experimented on, and because of them, we have what we can, you know, mm-hmm. have today, then I could have felt a little bit more about it because you felt like they had given something for your advancement. But you did none of that.
Mm.
So my thing is just like, I'm still dealing with people talking about it even today. They like, man, that was still, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still are shocked by the fact that here we are spending all kind of money traveling and everything, mm-hmm. looking professional, coming in something, you know, trying to bring something to the table.
Did y'all say anything to the people?
Oh, we did.
Okay, did y'all email the people, let them know, like, hey, this was that?
Well, they call themselves giving us an apology. But my thing is, they really got to know that in 2 years, mm-hmm. their conference is going to be in D.C. They picked this, right? Mm-hmm. D.C. is the chocolate city. I need y'all, it's enough of it that niggas is there.
Yeah.
So the same energy you had with talking about, reason why we had to talk about pharmacy on the plantation because we was in Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have that same damn energy when we get to D.C. Mm. So we want to say something that's culturally about that region, that have the deal with the field of pharmacy, make sure we get that same liveness going on when we up there.
Well, y'all make sure y'all turn out for that one. Make sure we got enough of us in that room that they feel super uncomfortable.
Like, I mean, and I told them, I said, that's what they got to do. But at the same time, I told them, I said, to be honest, I let the lady know. I said, the way I feel about it, I don't even want to have nothing to do with this. Mm. Because if this is what you think is acceptable, in 2019, I find it real hard to believe that, I mean, the looks on the faces of people in that room, some of them people were like, they were just mortified. Mm. And it was just like, are you serious? Mm. And the people were serious.
Wow.
So it was just like, you know, I don't understand how you paid to hear that shit and you was okay with it, but I couldn't tolerate it, so wow. it's still on my mind as to how we got to this place.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. I apologize on behalf of all of the people that was at that conference. I apologize.
You apologize for them?
Yes. If okay. I can do my part in making you feel more comfortable, I am sorry you had to go through that. And that's from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, but I don't believe that they even cared.
So. Well, I mean, I'm trying to...
Well, I thank you.
You know, white people, they don't want to admit their mistakes.
They took it a step further because after we left, one of the black girls who stayed said they told her to come to the front.
Whoa, shit. They were going to experiment on her ass.
They said, they going to tell
come
her.
Come here, let's try some of this old pharmacy. This is what we used to do and they had back on the plantation.
Laughing, talking about how the ladies would go and they took roots and this thing and that thing and they would make themselves... sterile or barren or whatever because they were getting tired of having the master's babies. And I mean, you really think that this is appropriate, sir?
I mean, I'd be mad as hell. The thing of being pregnant during the 1800s, no air conditioning.
Really? People was having babies. They was
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, boy, it had to be uncomfortable. The South in the 1800s? Oh my gosh. They talk about global warming. We got air conditioning with this global warming. They had global warming back then too. No motherfucking AC, no ice, no none of that shit.
The people was just getting by.
God damn, boy, we some funky motherfuckers back in the day.
There's some funky motherfuckers now.
Yeah, true. But as far as my week, started football work. We started conditioning. You know, it ain't really football practice, volunteer workouts. So we started that. Like I said, this year we're gonna have a real young team. You know, three-peat. It's on the table, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna have to, if we want it, we're gonna have to work for it this year, but we got a long way to go before that starts. So that was my week. Coach Durham almost, I got the hat halfway on, but other than that, you know, it's all good. Let's go ahead and get in this outline, man. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Mario Lopez. You remember Mario Lopez?
Yeah.
AC Slater?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got called down to the apologize podium this week. He had some spicy comments. You know, he had to apologize for his ignorant and insensitive comments about parenting transgender kids. Now, AC Slater is AC Slater. You know what I'm saying? And I keep telling these famous people, famous people, when anybody asks you a question with a camera in their face about anything than what you are specialized in, don't answer that shit. It's a fucking trap. You can never say the right answer. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna make somebody mad. And so Mario Lopez just found out. He said his comments was it was dangerous for parents of children as young as 3 years old to definitively label their kids as transgender. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that statement. Nothing wrong with that statement.
I mean, because, you know, okay, nothing wrong with that statement. Like, no, I mean, a kid at 3 years old doesn't...
Don't know. So why would you as a parent do that to them?
Like, let them, like, oh, let them so do you think you are a boy or a girl? Like, what it should be fluid or whatever. Like, I mean, your kid is three. You cannot let a three-year-old decide anything. If you let a three-year-old decide anything, they will fucking eat gummy bears and marshmallows for dinner. They will wear rain boots and pajamas and a Spider-Man mask to school. This is what they will never wash. Like, if you let a three-year-old decide their life, it's gonna be fucking fucked up. So yeah. No, I mean, I agree with him, but I disagree with him speaking. Like, listen, you are a celebrity. Do not speak your mind, especially if you somebody that's got all these TV shows that cross genres. You know what I'm saying? Where you got fans of every. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it's not.
Shut your fucking mouth. If somebody asks you, I work for Access Hollywood. Why do you give a fuck what I think about trans people? It's none of my business. I don't care about gay stuff. I don't care about. I'm not fucking my bag up. So if you ask me something, hey, King Jerm, what's going on? We just want to ask you, what's going on in Somalia? Hey, you know, I got a podcast that come out every Friday. Oh, but what about Somalia? My podcast comes every Friday. But what about Somalia? Listen, my podcast comes out on Friday. That's all I got to say to you. And y'all celebrities need to learn the same thing. Nobody gives a fuck what y'all think.
Clearly they do if they're cutting up about it.
Yeah, we just want to catch them in a pickle. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason why we are allowing, like, we ask, you don't, it's a loaded question.
I mean, it's a loaded question, but my thing is this. If people need to stop being so damn sensitive, because the way I look at it is, as a parent, you can't be mad with somebody for having their opinion about what you choose to do with your lifestyle. Now, if he came out there and said, oh, the parent is a disgrace to parenthood, or they are a terrible person for doing XYZ, then maybe you could say he overstepped. But it is dangerous.
Yeah.
When you think about anything that has to do with being a transgender person, as a parent, if you co-sign on anything, your kid today will say their favorite color is purple.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, it could be blue. Yeah. So if you go and do something based on what your child feels at three, you could very well alter this child's life, and this child can then regret it. So why jump the gun and say, oh, my child is transgender, when your child may or may not even know their damn ABCs? So how the hell they know what's going on? I can understand more so, like, if the child is hermaphrodite, y'all had to make this decision because based on the parts that they had when they came here, you had to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just to say, oh, I woke up this morning and I'm a girl, I wake up tomorrow, I'm a boy, hell, the child might think they're a damn lion if they watch The Lion King a couple of weeks ago. Most kids think they're fucking
superheroes, so, and all kind of crazy shit.
We gonna go with that too?
Like, you cannot trust a three-year-old, bro. They're untrustworthy, bro. They don't know what's going on. My three-year-old told me, like, Dad, I like Nemo. So I go out and buy a fucking Nemo bed. 2 weeks later, I like How to Train a Dragon now, or I like Power Rangers, or they go through phases. And I think at three, he just starting. Like, don't know. He don't know what the fuck going on. 3-year-old, like, it's this shit they fucking pants.
If nothing else, they sure ain't wiping good.
You know what I'm saying? They're not wiping at all at three.
They doing whatever.
If you know a 3-year-old that wipe, that motherfucking mom and daddy sorry as hell, because he knew he had to wipe his own ass at three. Let me meet a 3-year-old. Oh, he wipe himself. Oh, you a sorry ass mama. Oh man, my son 3, he wipe it. Oh, you a sorry ass daddy. Because what the fuck? Like, this nigga
child got to get it how they live.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, I'm sorry Mario had to apologize, but I want to see a celebrity that don't apologize. I want one to get up there and be like, I said what I motherfucking said. Stick to your fucking guns, but they ain't going to do it because it's something about that bag to make you apologize. But if you don't ever give your fucking opinion, you never have to apologize. Never.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is just, you know, people, everybody want to weigh in and this person saying something, that person saying something about the man. It just didn't take all that.
I mean, you know, but it's like, it's
because Wade Davis, somebody supposed to be a NFL, former NFL player, he done turned activist, and now you trying to tell him that he needs to encourage himself on the difference of sexuality and gender. But y'all,
it changes so much. Like,
but and that's what I'm saying. And it's no disrespect to that community.
Yeah,
but I need people to understand.
We're coming from an ignorant place right now.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole pronoun, how you wants to be.
And I'm not interested.
It's just so, like, it's crazy. Like, you know.
My thing is this. Even with black people, the same way, like I told the person, we had the conversation about the thing, how it went down at the conference.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can get respect but black people. And that's the shit that pisses me off. Because now you want me to get myself well-versed in all of the shades of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. I don't have no disrespect to any of those individuals. But why can't you respect the fact that I don't know and help educate me in a positive way without feeling like I'm trying to disrespect your lifestyle?
Yeah,
but black people, we done been here this whole damn time and we can't be ourselves. These crackers is freaking out because black people are wearing their natural hair in droves now. So people are, I had somebody at my job ask me, could they touch my hair the other day? Yeah. Latino broad. I just love your hair. You do so many different things with it. Just can I touch it?
Hell,
I'm just like,
no.
Just go ahead.
Oh, you caved. Oh, no. Hell no.
She came home.
Oh,
now, if it was a white person, I know I would have said no. But she was just a little Latino lady. She was trying
to be.
What's
the lady that made the hot comb? What's her name? Was it McLeod? Bethune?
No,
that wasn't Bethune.
That's
That was the hot comb was Sarah Helen.
Mm-mm, none of that.
She's rolling in her grave right now.
She can roll. She was straightening niggas' hair. She should have never been doing that.
Hey, they had to confirm with the time. Her name was Sister something.
No.
It was Mary Bethune, man.
Mm-mm.
Come on now, I was a black quiz champion now. I was a black history champ.
Well.
Her name was it was Mary's son.
The people are hollering it at the on the radio.
People at home saying, that's her. People at home listen to it. Y'all niggas stupid. How y'all don't know it was the lady with the hot comb? Queen Germ is Googling it. Who invented hot? Well, who Americanized? Who made hot comb for black people? Because the hot comb had already been invented. We just switched it up for us. Because that shit that they had going, we couldn't use that
Madam
shit.
Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. I knew it was something like sister or something.
You could. I'm like, no. I'm like, I could think of it if you would stop talking, but I couldn't think of it.
Madam C.J. Walker.
Yeah, Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker. It sounded like Madam. Like,
yeah, she was running a brothel.
Oh, that's what it sounded like.
I'm just saying.
No disrespect to Madam C.J. Walker. But yeah, she rolling her gray letter. You let somebody touch your hair.
Like I said, it wasn't no
You let them touch your hair, bro. But I know one day at work when I was doing the sponge, where this white boy, he seen my hair was combed out. Then I did the sponge, and he was just wow. He was amazed. Like, that was like magic. He was like, so what did you just do right there? And I was just like, bro, don't worry about it. But yeah, man, that is a big thing now. The natural hair is in. I saw something in school about acceptable hairstyles, and they were saying like the. Basically, all the hairstyles that was unacceptable were black hairstyles.
Yeah.
And then the acceptable, they had like examples of acceptable black hairstyles. And I'm just like, no, nigga, I'm taking my kid out that fucking school. They're like, well, remember back to school, these are the acceptable hairstyles, these are unacceptable. Like the haircut with parts in it or the little nappy fro thing, that shit was, outlawed. So, nah, I would have sent my kid out that fucking school. I'd be like, oh, hell no. My kid would have went to school just like that. I was like,
yeah, however, they normally want to go to school, because my thing is this. Black people got to take a stance, because at the end of the day, white people have made everything that's acceptable their norm.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we the ones who have to try to adapt to what they want. And to me, at that point, I was so outraged. I couldn't even sleep good that night.
Okay, but this is about transgender. Question.
But again, I say everybody gets the right to be them, but black people.
Yes. But we got black transgender people.
Yeah,
what about them? They getting doubled it.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
They get a pass because...
They don't get a pass?
Yes, they do. Because when people look at them and they wave that gay flag, they got rights that's above anything black.
But still...
I promise you that.
But they still black.
They black, but they got a pass because they got the gay flag. So therefore,
nobody
gonna fuck with them because they gay. Now, if you was just black and you straight, they fucking with you all day.
A lot of transgenders getting killed now. People just killing them and stuff. Like, what's going on? I'm just saying, it's like an issue going on right now.
Where is it happening now?
In a lot of cities.
And so how they know that people transgender?
Because they find their bodies. They dead. Like, they transgender people.
But what's happening? Because you got to give me more
somebody
of the story.
Somebody killing them. Who knows? Like...
Some stuff is happening because people playing around and they in the closet.
Okay,
and
but
these
some,
people get there and they find out that you
but
not
then
what you claim you are.
On the other end, some of them are knowingly fucking these people And then when they get caught, they embarrassed, so they go and kill the person. Like, hold up, like, I wasn't making you fuck me. You know what I'm saying? You know
really,
what I'm saying? Dude? That's what's going on. Like, I wasn't making you was fuck, like, ain't like I tricked you. You knew what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a lot going on in that community right now where, you know, it's not safe. You know what I'm saying? They like in a lot of cities, like it's been on the news. Like in one city, it was just like it's Dallas. Fort Worth area where they having a lot, like a bunch of them, you know what I'm saying, getting killed, and there's something going on. I wouldn't let my 3-year-old though, you know what I'm saying, like declare
that they're trans.
You know what I'm saying? Like if I had a son and he was definitely feminine at 3 years old, I'm not gonna let you be a girl. You could be a gay boy.
Yeah.
You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You can't feel like no. You could just, you know what I'm saying? Even if you feel like a girl, you're just gonna have to wait till you're out of my house to do that. But, you know what I'm saying, I will support you, like, in all your gay endeavors, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my like, God. You know what I'm saying? Sound like a...
I'm just saying. That's what I would, you know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying, all that, you know, letting you be a transgender. And I'm like, no, man, just live your kid life first. And if you want to be a transgender, if you want to transform into a girl, fine. If you want to transform into a butterfly, I don't give a shit. You want to be a fucking lion, you want to live like a... whatever you want to fucking
moving
do.
Moving right along.
Yes, so... I just wouldn't let them at a young age because it's just, like I said, it's not dangerous.
It could be dangerous
because, you know, kids are fucking dumb. I tell this to my football team kids all the time. I say, kids are dumb. Not y'all guys, you know, so y'all the smart ones. But, you know, you don't want your kid to have to go through that. Just, you know, kids look at stuff and they just say what the fuck on their mind. And, you know, you don't want your kid getting teased and all that shit or just, you know, because
they're going to get enough of other stuff. They're going to get teased about something.
Yeah, you're going to get teased just for being normal. And you throwing the fact that why is this boy coming to school wearing a dress? And, you know, I mean, I guess they wanted to get to the norm. But kids are never going to see that as normal because the kids, they don't know.
For one, that's not normal. Yeah. That's not the norm because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. So why should, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is this. People want to force their thing in your face,
mm-hmm.
but you're not receptive of other people having their feelings and their thoughts. Like, why is it not fair to be straight? Like, why people want to say, oh, I'm boring or I'm not right because I'm straight? You know what I'm saying? That's not fair. So the same way you want to be appreciated and loved and respected for your sexuality, respect other people. I could deal with whoever walking up and down the streets. But don't push your stuff up in my face like it's okay. Like your way is the only way. So if we gonna agree to live and you know what I'm saying, work together, let's do that. But don't be so one-sided to think that, oh, there's the only way to say that this is right. You mad at this man because he said it's dangerous for you to jump out there and have a kid thinking that it's, you know what I'm saying, them declaring to be transgender is what they need to do at a young age. As a parent, God give you the children so that you can help direct them. Yeah, you might learn something from your kids in the process, but hell, you ain't supposed to be that sorry to where you just let a kid dictate everything. They ain't been here before. They don't know what the hell going on.
None at all. So...
we all should be learning stuff as we go. Shit, that ain't nothing to just jump out there and do.
Speaking of jumping out there and doing things, we've had a rash of shootings in the past week. We had some in Memphis at a Walmart. Then the weekend got even deadlier where we had two mass shootings, one in El Paso, Texas, and another one in Dayton, Ohio. The one in El Paso, we had about 22 people were killed in El Paso. And then we had 9 killed in Dayton. In the El Paso shooting, the guy, it was a hate crime. Well, both of them were hate crimes because these people just came in just shooting one at a Walmart and one at some other place, but just public places. Let me ask you a question. With this stuff going on, do you feel safe like going places now? Like,
I do. I just look around,
mm-hmm.
and I try to be conscientious. I try to go with a purpose, do what I got to do, and get the hell on up out of there. No lollygagging.
Yeah.
But it's sad because it's never gonna be enough for them to say we gonna have stricter gun laws.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do it.
Yeah. How many more people got to die?
Like, and that's the thing. Like it's been thousands of people.
Yeah.
Who have died.
We had 290 something shootings this year so far. 219 or something like that.
Yeah.
Some ridiculous number.
And we just a little more than half
yeah.
of the year. So my thing is it's just like nobody, the people who should care, they don't care.
Mm-mm.
And when you keep looking at these assault rifles and these things that are like military type weapons, why is it that it takes so much? Why do people want these things? Because who the hell, like, if I'm in an altercation with a nigga in the street, what the fuck I need some rifle? Yeah, like, what the hell I need that for? If I'm a shooter nigga, just shoot a nigga. Like, you don't need to lay down the whole building. If you just got a beef with one person, if you protecting your household, what are you expecting to go through that requires all of this here?
I mean, because with the AR-15s, you can't hunt with them because they're assault rifles.
So they destroy the ammo, right?
Yeah, it messed the meat up. Yeah, like, so you know, they were made to kill people. Like, that's what they were made to, and it's too easy to get one. You can walk in the store and walk out with one today. Like, it's no three. Well, I think they might have a 3-day wait on them now, but it used to be you could walk in with a rifle and walk out same day, less than an hour, and you got a machine that can kill hundreds of people in no time. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do something about it because it's like, it's getting ridiculous, man. It's like, it's getting too often, it's occurring too much.
Yeah.
Like, we got a gun problem in America. Nobody has a gun problem like America. We have more, like, we got a gun problem.
I mean, and then the thing is, it's like, we got a mental health problem.
That too.
Because people overlook the fact that people in this world have some real issues, and regardless of where they stem from, these things need to be handled. And when you put, you know, machine guns and all these other things in the any kind of gun, really, in the hands of somebody who's not mentally stable, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
And shit, it's people in here that you would think are stable, but with all the crazy stuff that's going in the world,
people snap.
You don't need to have that type of weapon in the hands of somebody, just a everyday civilian. It's no purpose for somebody that's not going to battle to have that type of gun.
I mean, but see, then that's where the right to bear arms come in, the Second Amendment. That's when that comes in.
Well, they should be able to have a
just at your house. Like, you shouldn't be able to carry a gun outside of your house. That should be the law. That'll keep nobody. If you can't be out, because people, like, I'm in stores. Everybody got these concealed permits now. Yep. You see people walking in stores with big old, like, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like,
it's the Wild Wild West.
Yes. And it's like, I don't understand why you in fucking Publix where shopping is a pleasure. Why do you have a 9mm on your motherfucking hip? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I see people in church with guns. I'm trying to understand, is you coming here to rob us? Like, what the hell is going on up here where we got people in the church? And I'm like, I mean, you don't work for the police department.
Yes.
Like, so I'm not understanding what's really going on.
I mean, you don't need protection outside of your house.
I honestly feel like they should be able to stop making those weapons, period. If they're not selling them or manufacturing them for military warfare, there's no reason why those things are being manufactured and sold to civilians, period. I mean, you can have the right to bear arms, but if we don't make the shit that you want, you're going to bear the arms that we got for you to sell. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Got for sale.
Yeah.
So that shit don't need to be on the market when you got such a problem. You got all kind of people, and what you want to always say, this person has some mental illness. Mm. You excusing the fact that this person do that. Let them be a nigga. See how quick they ass go to jail and get the death penalty and everything else.
I mean, it's like, you can go to a motherfucking gun show and get any kind of, get rocket launchers, grenades. I mean, what the fuck? What,
like, who needs these types of
things? Why do you need a fucking grenade launcher? Why do you need a fucking rocket launcher? This shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but so.
But you letting people get it just because they can pay the price, and other people paying the price because they go on and lost their mind one day and decided to go up in a place and kill up everybody.
Yep, and that's what's happening. So we got to do something about this problem we got in America.
You
got
to get a gun. That's what that means.
I mean, I just like...
And I don't want you to have one, but I'm too scared of them myself.
I'm not changing the way I live my life. I'm still going, you know, like I said, I'm always cautious when I go places. I'm a people watcher anyway, because I'd be trying to look and see. You know, I always be like that, looking around, checking the temperature of the room, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's going on, because like I said, I'm always looking at I always been planning my exit out of every room I sit in. I already planned my exit out, you know what I'm saying, in case anything happens. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. But, you know, prayers go out to all the people that was affected by these shootings. And we just got to do better in America, man, because we are a fucked up country right now.
I mean, it's passed by fucked up.
fuck.
I mean, because I just don't understand.
Can't
how
blame
you
Trump
going.
For it because it ain't his fault.
It's been like this before.
It would thank you. Like it's been brewing.
The gun thing, we've been having.
Like, but now it's a little more. They're occurring more rap. You know.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, the part he does have to play is the fact that he give people the green light to be on some old.
But
bullshit.
That's America give everybody. You got to think about it. That's the personification of America, bro.
Yeah, but
like,
if you see the face of the country, it's somebody who racist, somebody who don't give a damn about what he say to people.
But Trump really not racist.
Okay.
He hung with too many niggas to be racist.
He racist.
That's what I'm saying. Trump is just, I'm telling you, the motherfucker is just, he up there freestyling, bro. He up there saying whatever. You know, he just up there, he know who he got to, he's pandering to the people that like him. The bullshit he be spewing out. I really don't think he... I mean, he's a piece of
I
shit.
Mean,
don't get
I don't
me
give
wrong.
A damn. I think he racist. I think he trash. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I always say, they don't change your life.
Nope.
So it really don't matter who up there. Because
yeah.
These people ain't going to do nothing but lie. They lie to get their office. And then they keep it moving.
Yeah. Speaking of keeping it moving, let's keep it moving to the next topic. DJ Cooper. He's a basketball player. And he recently had to take a drug test. And so he took a drug test. The results came back that he was pregnant. DJ had used his girlfriend pee, and once he did the drug test, they had some hormone that only comes up when pregnant women pee was in there, so they knew that he had used somebody else's pee. And you know, so congratulations, he's a father. Have you ever took a drug test?
Yes.
Did you take it or did you cheat?
I never had to cheat on a drug test, so I've always taken it.
Oh, I've never taken a drug test in my life, but maybe one time.
Because you cheated on all of them?
I cheated on every last
and
one.
And why is that?
Because, I mean...
You a substance abuser?
Yes. According to them, I'm a substance abuser.
According to everyone.
Yeah, but, you know, I just smoke a little weed. So, I mean, it's ways to beat drug tests. Yes, it's ways to beat drug tests. I mean, hey, I mean, one time I got my son to pee for me, and then he came back to me one day. He was like... So, Dad, I mean, what did they say? And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, "When you know that day you took my... I was like, oh, everything's good. Everything's good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm done. Got your child in the mix.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm one of my worst times I ever had. Like, I failed one time.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've only failed two drug tests in my whole life. One because I got some pee from somebody. I poured it in a cup. And I didn't think it was enough. But it was enough. So I just put a little bit of my pee in there, flunked a drug test. Then another time I took a drug test, I was going to look for a job. My granddaddy took me to look for a job one day. And I went to this place where my buddy told me to go. So boom, they was like, hey, we need you to start today. I was like, okay, cool. Just go down here, take the drug test, and go to work today. Cool. So I go take the drug test. I knew I was going to fail that drug test because I didn't have time to prepare for it. I couldn't go call my buddy up and say, hey, I need that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was riding with somebody else. And, you know, he just wasn't going to understand. Like, hey, you think you could stop over here so I can get some pee? He wouldn't understood that. So I went to the drug test. Went to work for like a whole week. Went to put my homeboy on to a job. I'm sitting up in the office with him. The lady walked by. She walked by again. Then she peeked her head out the office. And she said, is your name King Germ? I said, yes. Oh, come in my office, please. So I come in the office. She's like, yeah, we found some cannabinoids in your system. I said, cannabinoids? What is that? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the fuck that was. I was like, that sounds like cocaine. Then I was like, cannabinoids? She was like, marijuana. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, about that.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, I really don't smoke. I just be around people to smoke. And she's like, well, you know, we can't go back to the job, so don't go today. So then that's when I had to act like I was going to work for a week or two. And fake it till I made it. And then my grandma came and repoed her car because she thought somebody had stole her car. It was just a wild night. So, yeah. But, yeah. Drug test. Oh, then my worst experience, I got some pee from somebody. Then the shit started fucking leaking. So, I had piss running down my fucking leg.
Somebody else's piss.
And I was just like, oh, God, this feels so nasty. I can't wait to get out of here. Because I was just like, oh, God. So, yeah, man. I've had some stories, man. Then the one time, that nigga patted me down. Like, I had the job. It was a slam dunk. All I had to do was pass the drug test. Now, the nigga that goddamn put me onto the job should have told me I was going to have to take a drug test. So, it was on some short notice shit. So, I get there. I had the little sample in my pocket. It must, like I said, this place must have been a place where felons went to get their drug test. Because this motherfucker, he spotted me from across the room. Was like, hey, what's that in your pocket? This bitch was like 20 feet away from me. So, the nigga came up. patted me down. What's this? I was like, it's my medicine. He was like, oh, you can't take it in there with you. I said, well, I'll go put it in the car. He said, nah, you can't go do that either. I said, why not? He was like, you can't go outside. I said, well, you know, he said, if you walk out that door, we're going to put it down as a fail. I said, well, I didn't take the drug test. So you can just say I didn't take it, but you're not going to put it in me as a fail. So, yeah, didn't get a job. That was one of the worst days of my life. I felt like I let my family down that day. But I bounced back like round ball. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, so shout out to Mr. DJ Cooper, man. Hope you find another gig, man. You know, it's life after basketball, bro.
I guess so. I mean, if he's playing well enough, they should give him a few months to get his system clean.
Yeah, he's in he playing overseas. You know, he damn near out. He was a journeyman over there, so he damn near out of the motherfucking league, man.
Speaking of piss.
Yeah. Oh, damn, good segue, Queen Germ. Hey, good segue.
Okay.
How far are you willing to go for clear skin?
Okay, I'm going to let you read it, and then I'm going to have to say what I got to say.
Okay. Well, this lady, her name is Ruby K. Rowe from Maryland. She's been drinking her own urine for more than a decade. She says she drinks about 5 ounces of pee twice a week and also sprays it on her face. Her dad gave her the tip when she was 19, saying it would make her a beauty queen. Convinced her boyfriend, Brian Offenberger, 56, to try it and help with his hair loss. Miss Carroll of Glen Burnie, Maryland, she's been gulping down urine and spritzing on her face since she was 19 years old. The controversial practice known as urine therapy has made Ruby the source of much derision. But she is determined to spread the word about what she says as many benefits. Let's see some of the benefits. She drinks 5 ounces twice a week, sprays on her face. She says a skincare product. She said, when I wake up, I rub my morning pee onto my face and use it like a moisturizer. You can leave it on for a couple hours or leave it on all day, she explained. Every night when you go to sleep, you can put it on your face. For the first few days, your face might look a bit raw because all the impurities will come out, but then it becomes clear. She says, good for healing scars and pimples. She pee in a travel bag spray bottle and then spray it on her hands and then rub it on her face. Wow.
Okay, so looking at her face, what do you see? Do you see a beauty queen? What's happening?
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you. She's not a beauty queen.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go a little further with that. I know that if you look at the website or look at where this the link for this article, this heifer piss is quite dark.
Yes.
If you are somebody who drinking piss, I'm going to need your ass to drink some more water. Mm. Along with that, because your urine is quite dark.
Yeah, her urine was dark as fuck. When I seen that picture, I said, well, shit, I wouldn't be putting that urine on my motherfucking face.
And the way this whole thing works, the way you produce urine, is that your body has realized that whatever you are expelling from your body is not supposed to be something that they find nutrients in.
Mm.
You have 95% water, about 5% nutrients in your urine. That's not potent enough for me to want to think that it's got some kind of natural.
I can add some nutrients to my.
Thank you. I can take a damn vitamin and put some shit in my water. I don't need to be drinking no damn piss. The boyfriend is an old white man. He has some balding spots in his head. Y'all want to say that the piss did something for him. Y'all into that old R. Kelly shit.
Yeah.
Somebody want to piss in your face and all kind of old shit. Don't convince me that this is what should be going down.
How you walking around a job with dried up piss on your face, bro?
Thank you.
You walk around with dried up piss on your face. You can't smell good, lady.
You can't. Right? You can't smell good.
If you're drinking piss and putting piss all on your face and skin, you got to smell pissy.
And especially if your piss that dark. It got all kind of shit in there.
Ooh.
I can see if you say, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I see you drinking it and it look close to water. I'm not going to go with you on it, but I can understand a little bit better if you, this is what you
that
got.
That shit look like tea, bro.
Thank you.
That shit look like some tea. And I was like, that cannot be her piss. Your piss that brown. You need to go see a doctor.
You need to get a different kind of glass because it showed it not. It didn't give me the best look or light on your urine.
Because
the way it looked like it was brown is all get out.
Jesus Christ,
so,
man.
I don't care what nobody say. Keep the pimples if this is what you got to do to get rid of.
Ain't a black man going to put up with that one. Hey, fellas, be glad we did. That one got away
there. Yeah, she can stay away because she smells horrible.
She 30 and got a 56-year-old
man.
Thank
you.
Daddy issues.
Thank you. Because her daddy was pissing on her.
Yeah,
that's what the hell was going on. Talking about her daddy
was
told
aware
her,
oh, this is good for your skin.
Let me sit right there. Let me piss on you right quick, girl.
She's good for you.
She had to.
Ooh.
That's why I said, that's why she got some major problems. That help her walking around here and acting like she doing
it'll
the damn
make
thing.
Make you a beauty queen.
And if it's making his hair grow back, why you got a weave in your head.
Yeah, why you ain't got a beard? Like,
I'm done.
Like, I mean, if you pissing on the face and shit, like, if it made his hair grow back, then, you know, what, she putting piss in the man's hair, he just drinking it.
I think she might be doing both. She might be peeing on his head.
Jesus Christ.
He might be drinking his piss.
That house is nasty.
I mean, it's just too much
for
that.
Probably just smell bad in there.
Piss don't smell good, so I don't know who...
Not dried up piss.
No, I'm just saying, any kind of piss. What you want to do? You
got the piss on your... Asparagus piss is disgusting.
If you got piss on your face and you go into the interview, what you think the people going to be like, oh, you bringing a new...
Whoa, what's that?
A new flavor to the job place, the workplace, or whatever.
You smell that thing.
Yeah, that's not something I ever want. So Jesus. She need to go somewhere with that foolishness. That's just nonsense.
Damn.
Your face ain't clear. Your face ain't pretty. You don't have no hair. Your man old and white. I don't see it. I don't see what you got going for you with this peeing thing. So R. Kelly, if things don't work out with her and this old man.
R. Kelly, they keep throwing, this nigga get every state throwing a charge on his ass. It's like they taking turns. One, he just caught some charges in fucking Minnesota or some shit. I said, God damn.
When has he ever been to Minnesota?
Bruh, like that man got charges in New York, Minnesota, Illinois, goddamn Georgia. Like that nigga, hey, bro.
Well,
R. Kelly,
keep some charges
hey, R. Kelly facing some goddamn time, bro.
I mean, shit, he about what, 60?
He about 50, he probably about 52.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm saying?
If they give him 20 years.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna slit his wrist. But yeah, man, moving along. Speaking of people that was just locked up, ASAP Rocky home, do you care?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Moving along.
I can't.
Oh, man, TV talk, man. We didn't watch Love After Lockup this week. Life After Lockup this week. So we got to watch that. But I got good news for y'all. Wentworth's Bike is on Netflix. So we can start watching Wentworth now. Season 7 back. You know what I'm saying? But so Wentworth is up. Snowfall, you know, had another good episode this past week. They fucked Uncle Jerome up. That's fucked up what they did. Andre, Franklin's girlfriend, Daddy, the cop, he old fuck nigga. He see, like, you know, man, he a fuck nigga, and he see it now, so he got to live with that. They ran in a couple of Franklin spots, and so, you know, shit is hot around Franklin Saint Way, and goddamn Reed, he didn't let the, he got back up with Ozzy or whatever the fuck his name is, the little wrestler nigga, and they didn't kill the little DEA agent, so now Reed, he in deep, he buried the body and all that shit, he don't know what the fuck to do, but he got this little supply wave. From the girl, but yeah, Snowfall is back. I think they come on Wednesday nights on FX, so check out Snowfall. I'm not finished with Orange is New Black yet. I'm almost through with it. This last season of it, I mean, you can kind of tell it's the last season, but it's been alright. You know what I'm saying? It ain't been bad as season 4 was, but it's alright. So Orange is New Black. I'm still watching Lost. I'm like on season 4. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a slow burn. I'm keeping, you know, it's pretty cool, though. Lost Eye. You know what I'm saying? What else? You watch anything? Oh, your show back. Dear White People is back.
Okay.
You know.
Speaking of shows, you saw your girlfriend for the last time.
Who?
King Germ got a fantasy with him and this one of these broads on our local news station. She signed off the other night. He had to go to sleep listening to her voice. I think he's going to move to North Carolina. That's where she's going to for her next job. So buy a t-shirt so I can help send this motherfucker off.
Wow. Queen Germany get rid of me for no reason. Okay. She's looking for a reason.
Y'all buy these damn shirts so he can get the U-Haul and go on up there to North Carolina.
How we going
to
do the show?
To this broad. I'll call him.
How we going to do the show?
I'll call him.
Okay.
Yeah. But I buy iPhone. That's what I got to do.
So this is all for TV talk. We had somebody hit the Patreon up. One of the Patreon dudes said they said, listen, man, y'all need to do a live stream show. He said that should be lit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll think about it. I don't know.
We gotta have a spot and we can't be in the garage.
The garage, I mean, it'd be kinda grimy though. They'd be like, dang, this where the motherfuckers record at.
We gotta put some drapes up here.
Yeah, we'll put some drapes up, make it look, you know what I'm saying?
Look halfway decent.
Yeah, so who knows, man? We might get that one day.
Then I have to put on a damn bra.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, like, too much pressure, niggas.
Oh, man.
Too much pressure.
Let's take a music break. You got a song of the week this week?
just in time for Back to School, Leon County. Hit the Road, Jack, by Ray Charles. Get these motherfuckers out my refrigerator. Get these motherfuckers back at the damn schoolhouse. Hit the Road, Jack. Hey. Hit the Road, Jack.
Shout out to all them teachers.
Don't you come back till 3:30 or whatever time the damn school bell ring.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Yes.
What you got for the people?
Well, my song of the week is Temperature Rising, Man, by Mobb Deep.
Oh, I thought I was thinking about Temperature Rising by, that's an R. Kelly song? Oh, sorry. Jeez. Go ahead.
Anyway, Temperature Rising by Mobb Deep. This song reminds me of my homeboy Saj. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Saj, man. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace, sorry.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my song of the week this week.
What up, son? I heard they got you on the run for a body. Now it's time to stash the guns. They probably got the phones tapped, so I won't speak long. Give me a hot second, and I'ma put you on. It's all messed up, somebody snitching on the crew. And word is on the street is they got pictures of you. Homicide came to the crib last night, 6 deep. Asking all your whereabouts and where you sleep. They said they just wanna question you. But me and you know that once they catch you, all they do is just arrest you, then arraign you, hang you. I don't think so. It's a good thing you bounce, but now just stay low. Once in our blue, I check to see how you're doing. I know you need loot, so I send it to Western Union. They probably knock down the door in the middle of the night, sometimes around 4, hoping to find who they looking for, but they won't succeed. All they gonna find is mad empty bags of weed. But worse, son, you got the projects hotter than hell. Harder for brothers to get they dug on, but oh well. Son, they know too much, even the hood rat chicks. Oh, you heard who did what? No, I don't know this shit, so stop asking. And I know I'm not going crazy. From windows, I see lights flashing, and maybe somebody's taking pictures. You know who that be, police lovers and neighborhood snitches. They put up a G so everybody pointing fingers and lying. Hey yo, son, the temp is rising. Your head wherever you at, on the floor from the cops with wings on your back. That snitch nigga gave police your location. We'll chop his body up at 6 degrees of separation. Killer, listen, shit ain't the same without you at home. Phony niggas walk around trying to be your clone. They really fear you. When you was at home, it was pale. That's why they wanna see you either dead or in jail. By the time you hear this rhyme, you probably be locked up. Tried to hide somewhere along the lines, your plan slipped out. Got caught up in a crime that you can't take back. Reminiscing how I used to pick you up in the act. Years ago when we was younger, seemed the hood took us under very deep. Wondering who snitching got me losing lots of sleep at night. You know my mouth is tight. I never sang to the cops, cause that shit ain't right. Sometimes I stroll past the scene of the crime and backtrack. Damn, why the situation go down like that? It'll be a long time before the heat dies down, and a couple of years before we see you around. But till then, maintain and keep your story the same. The cops is grabbing wrong niggas, looking for someone to blame. They harassing, struggling to find the truth. There's a chance the case will get thrown out, cause they ain't got no proof to say you guilty. Your fingerprints filthy, deliver me the gun I tied to a brick and throw it in the river. Make sure it sinks to the bottom. My smart police snuck you out the projects, we got them. But still, but still.
Temperature rising. you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
This away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
We're back from the music break. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Queen Jerome, what made you pick? Oh, you did exactly.
I always tell you.
Okay. So keep 100. You got keep 100.
Yes, man. Niggas.
100.
I mean, I know we want to trust our mate. We want to say that we love our people or whatever. But don't be stupid, and then don't be stupid and put it on social media. I happen to be off here, people telling me about different situations that are happening. Somebody decided they want to make a post and talk about how much they love their spouse. You saying, now this is a quick rundown of the scenario. Your spouse went out to get you something from the store. Spouse says that their car tire is messed up, going to run this errand for you. They did all they could, had to get the tow truck, blah, 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 blah. Spouse comes home at 9:30 in the morning. Is that a whole lot of trust, or is that a whole lot of stupidity?
I mean,
if you tell me, Queen Germ, go to Whataburger and get me an apple pie. I go to Whataburger, I get the apple pie. This is the story I'm telling now. I'm halfway home, and the tires are flat, or a tire gets flat. Why am I not calling you to tell you to come get me? We gonna push the car over here and get it towed in the morning. But no, I sit with the car and I come home at 9:30 in the morning. What the hell you think I done got? What kind of pie have I got?
Oh, you got some pie. Damn, done sure one
fed
apple.
Some pie, done ate some pie, done yes, got some pie, ate and off of me. So how the hell you put it out there like this the best husband ever, because he did all this for me and came back at 9:30 in the morning? You got to be a fucking idiot. Do you trust this nigga that much?
Hey, what? Like,
the dick that good?
Hey, digmatized, man.
That you believe that this man left the house to go run an errand for you.
How long was he gone? About 12 hours?
Yes. I would be like, let me see the credit card receipts. Let me see the transaction, because clearly you ain't been to no damn store.
Sheesh.
Did he even come back with what you asked for? Probably not.
Good thing he's not black people, because, man, a black man, if he's
a light-skinned nigga.
If he a black man.
But he black.
He sat in his car all night. Well, if he's black, he sat in that car all night then.
No sleep last night.
He got no sleep. Hey, that's a good black
man. That's saying he ain't get no sleep because he was over there fucking the shit out of whoever he was
sitting
with.
In that car worried about, he was upset because he couldn't fulfill the what his spouse wanted him to do.
I truly appreciate all the sacrifices you made for your family. For our family.
Yes.
You deserve the world.
Yes.
So that means you deserve to cheat
keep
on
reading,
me.
Keep reading. Keep
you
reading.
You deserve to cheat on me.
That sounds like
and be with
a strong
other
black
women.
Queen right there. To recognize she got a strong, faithful black king.
Okay.
Yes.
We gonna go with that.
Yes. So that's your keep it 100.
That's my keep it 100. Don't trust nobody that much. Fuck that shit.
Wow. So you don't trust me at all?
I don't trust you to be waking up, for me to wake up at no damn 9:30 in the morning and you just getting in the house. Fuck that. Nigga, okay, while you thought I was sleeping, I was getting somebody to change these damn locks. Because when by the time them 2 hours went by, I would have said, baby, where are you? What street you on? I'm finna come and scoop you up. I can't have my man out there like that.
And I'll say, thank you, baby. Come on and pick me up.
Exactly. But clearly, this nigga didn't want her to come get him.
It might have been on the bad side of town.
It wasn't. I believe that was a setup. Wow. And she foolish enough to believe that shit.
Well, my keep it 100, man.
100.
It's back to school time. It's like my second favorite time of the year. But this, I'm very happy because I be jealous getting up going to work and these motherfuckers still being here asleep after staying up all night. And they just get to stay at home and just have fun all day long. But that shit is over with. It's school time. So all y'all ladies that, you know, messed around this summer, had a hot girl summer, and now you ain't got money for back to school, call up Mr. Willie. You know, Mr. Willie waiting. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Willie got school supplies on deck. You know what I'm saying? He keep those. So don't forget. Oh. And fellas, man, don't let this be the only time you know, don't be just taking pictures with your kid on the first day and showing walking to school, you looking like an old responsible parent and you don't really do that. Nah, don't be fake, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just post a little picture of them up looking fresh. You know what I'm saying? But don't. And yeah, y'all people that post your kids up on first day looking all fresh and shit, make sure y'all post them in 9 weeks when the report cards come out, all right? I want to see the report cards too. Don't just post me the first day of school pictures. Your kid dipped out, but then 9 weeks come and
the same nigga fresh to death ain't got no damn GPA.
Nigga ain't fucking eligible to play sports or something like that.
Yeah, let's not have that shit going on.
Yes, so it's back to school time. Everybody's happy.
Definitely.
Winners, losers. You got any winners?
Yes, I gotta say my winners, thinking about this back to school shit, winners got to be the kids that's wearing uniforms.
Winner.
They think that shit is lame. They think that shit is not good. But when you wearing a damn uniform, you got set shit to wear. You got the good stuff that you got for when you really going somewhere and not going to school. And then your parents is winning because you got to buy, you know, less of this other foolishness. Because when you got to buy a nigga 2 weeks worth of real outfits, that shit is whack.
Yeah, it is. Uniform, I gotta worry about the shoes.
Exactly.
And then they tell you can't really you
do
gotta
too
have
much
something.
With that.
Yeah.
You gotta have some standard colors.
Yep. So the uniform kids are winning. My winner is Drake.
Winner.
Drake is my winner because he released some of his mixtape songs or songs he just released as a album kind of like on fucking all streaming devices, and hopefully that starts other artists to put out some of their old shit onto the streaming places so we can hear that, because I want to hear the warm up. I want to hear fucking Friday Night Lights from Cole and certain little mixtape shit from a lot of artists that, you know, that ain't out. You know, I got to go to YouTube and listen to the shit. So shout out to Drake, constantly being the innovator. Drake's a winner. Oh, you got any losers?
And of course I do. Keeping in the spirit of back to school, y'all hoes who coming into these people's stores and y'all got these damn coupons and shit.
Loser.
Don't be holding up the line for the regular people. I mean, I love a good sale. I love to use a coupon, but I have my shit together.
Yeah.
You in here done got these people lying back the fuck up all because you trying to save $5 on this transaction. The people already letting you save the money because if you in these states like we are in where you got the no tax, the day was the last day of that.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop. You know what I'm saying? You're doing too much at the register when the people, everybody looking at each other like, how long is this heifer going to haggle this man about these $5?
Mm.
You got me damn near wanting to take up a collection in the line to go in and help you usher your ass on up out of here, because clearly you can't afford the shit you got. So if you got coupons, make sure that you ain't finna block up these people line and frustrate the rest of the people that's trying to pay for this shit.
My losers are the people who made that list on Twitter, the top 50 rappers of all time list.
Loser.
That was one of the most horrible lists ever. You had LL Cool J in the 40s. You had Joe Budden number 3. You had Fabulous number 6. You had Stack Bundles on the list. You didn't have Big Daddy Kane. You didn't have Kanye West. You didn't have Chuck D. You didn't have KRS-One. Who the fuck made this motherfucking list? Shit was trash. So, y'all my losers for making that shit. Nobody has came out and claimed that shit. You know what I'm saying? People blame Button. And it might have been him. Who knows? Somebody from his camp. Might have been Savon. Who knows? But yeah, so those are my losers. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do, nigga. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Pepe J from Be More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. You got the Good Brother 12 Kyle and the 12 Kyle Podcast. You got Dr. Brace of Everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got Brother Cam, Disrespect Motherfucking MJ. You got Ashy Ass Nigga, oh, the Truck Driver K-Law. You got the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. You got the Run It Back Sports Podcast. You got we got anybody else on that side to fuck with the kid, and anybody else to fuck with the boy, the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Another episode in the books, episode 365. I enjoyed it. Don't forget to call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Hit up the Patreon, little as a dollar, can get you in there. Well, this one in the books. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com